الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا، إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us the love of every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if we are not practicing, we are weak, but the love of it, and we give that preference over everything. And we make dua that Allah give us the proper knowledge of every sunnah. We differentiate between sunnah and custom, sunnah and bid'ah. That what is sunnah, Allah ta'ala give us that proper knowledge. For that, contact with the ulama, reading the kitabs of the righteous ulama is absolutely essential. Listening to their bayans, etc., we will come to know. And then Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of practicing upon every sunnah. Our niyat be that. It is a very high thing, but we make our niyat, and wherever Allah ta'ala takes us to, we make shukr to Allah ta'ala. And also we make the niyat that Allah make us the means to spread every sunnah into the four corners of the world till the day of Qiyamah. That is also a very, and on niyat, لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. According to our niyat, Allah ta'ala will reward us. And then whatever effort we can make in that direction, we should make the effort also. At least minimum, we inform our house family people, friends, etc., acquaintances. We speak about sunnah. Our one habit also is, we'll meet one another, how's the weather? Everyone, you know how's the weather, that person knows how's the weather, and it's not far-fetched. Allah give us tawfiq, we say that we meet one and make salam, etc. We ask khairiyat, how are you, etc. And we mention one sunnat. Today many brothers, Allah reward them, whenever they will meet, some nasihat. So that environment is coming. So we tell this is one sunnah. Make muzakara of it. Many a sunnah we don't know. One sunnah we just learned recently, Allah give us all tawfiq, that if not only when we are traveling, but when we get up in the morning, Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni. Oh Allah, keep me salamat, protect me. And if a person got salamat, which is first in his iman, in his Islam, in his deen, and then as far as dunya is also concerned, from sicknesses, from mishaps, accidents, arguments, fights, so many, everything is found. Every dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so comprehensive. Everything is included in there. So, Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni. And oh Allah, let me not be the, I must be protected, and let me not be the cause of any harm to anyone. I must not cause an accident, and in that perhaps somebody dies. I must not start a fight and an argument. I must not say something and two other people start fighting because of that. Save all others from my harm also. Save me from all harm and save everyone from my harm. What a beautiful dua. And so short, hardly a few, a second or two. Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni. Whether we're going on a journey, we read it. In the morning, we read it. And it's a very... So every sunnah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And many times, shaitan deceives us in this also, that you are on sunnah. And we also, when a proposal comes, they are on sunnah. But to be on sunnah, Allah, who can be the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when we go to sleep, our hearts be completely clean. That we don't have any malice, any dislike, any hatred for anyone. Hearts are completely clean. That is a special sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And if we can practice on that sunnah, that when we go and sleep, we don't have any ill feelings for anyone. And a person, and if we do that, Allah give us tawfiq, we will be doing the greatest favor to ourselves. And before anyone else, we will be at peace, we will be comfortable. Without any tablets, tranquilizers or anything, you will have a very good sleep. And inshallah, very good dreams also. And you will feel so nice of your dream. And when you get up, you will wake up fresh also, and you will wake up happy also. On the small amal of everyone. And here also perhaps shaitan deceives us, that we think that my heart is clean. I don't harbor any ill feelings. But when situations come, then we will see. For that to make one dua, Allah give us all tawfiq at night, especially before going to sleep. Oh Allah, let me not have the desire that any harm must come to any person. Sometimes who we got some problem with, then it comes in our heart. I hope he gets. We don't say it, we don't even admit it in our heart, but it's there deep that they must get some problem, then they'll come right. So that also mustn't be there. And when we hear of anyone in any difficulty, I mustn't feel the least bit of joy in my heart. This is also, and we work on this, then we'll realize the sickness is there. Till then we don't even realize, and we are confident, I'm free of this. And that is the biggest sickness, to think that I'm not sick. For example, as Maulana mentioned also now, our namazes, we need tawbah and istighfar on our namazes. And the proof of that is that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was the greatest teacher in every aspect, in every thing. He taught namaz also, in theory also, and practically also. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. So the greatest teacher of the greatest amal, namaz, and to the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, at the end of the namaz, he taught him to read the dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. If that can come into us when we are ending our namaz, Ya Allah, what a great wrong I have done. We read namaz, which guna? But where can we fulfill the right thing? And that will help us to try and improve our namaz. Otherwise we're just going on, namazes are carrying on, but we're not really improving on our namazes. Our outward postures still are not correct. Yesterday one student, he meets regularly, so we have a good relationship. So he came, met everything afterwards. He made his sunnahs or nafils, whatever. Then I called him, I told him, see, your namaz you made, how did you fasten your hands? Then he showed like this. So I say, think how? Then actually his hand was lying down. And many, many people, when we are making our namaz, this other hand is down carelessly. And that is not the sunnah. Then he understood, he accepted very nicely, happily. Then he went and made his sunnah, again he made it like that. He told, it's my habit. A habit? And then a person justifies, we don't realize that habit. If anyone, we got that habit, if somebody asks you the right thing, you'll show the right thing. But when you do it again, you do it according to your habit again. Keeping our fingers closed when in sajda and facing towards qibla. We'll see, check ourselves. We'll see we are very weak in the outward posture, still we are still very, very weak. So how lot of tawbah istighfar on our namaz, then what to say? And we are open gunas we are involved in. And the one good friend, one time he asked me, he says, but you always say that Allah must for you, your gunas, Allah must for, what gunas did you make? In other words, we don't make gunas. So what was your guna like? But we are full of gunas. Our iman is so weak. Yaqeen, Allah make maaf. Where is our yaqeen? So we have still a long, long way to go. And why we gather here is that this muzakra can be made. It isn't for all who are coming. It is for me. It is for all of us. And if we take it in that light, we will benefit tremendously. And alhamdulillah, we can only make Allah shukr. There are so many brothers who are Benedict right, and it's explained all the benefits they are getting. So Allah Ta'ala make it, we get this, we realize the reality comes into us. In this ayat kareema that I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna shaytana lakum aduun." And again, put in our minds properly, this is wahiyya ilahi. There is no doubt in it that shaytan is your open enemy. If anyone tell us, forget some enemy of ours, that there are speed traps here, then immediately we will be so, we will be cautious. We will be drive very carefully there. Perhaps they are not trapping at the moment when we are going. But still, maybe. When Allah has said with absolute authority, and there can be no little bit moving from the words of Allah. What Allah has said is the absolute truth. Allah has declared, "Inna shaytana lakum aduun." And other places, aduun mubin. He's your open enemy. He's not a hidden enemy also. He's your open enemy. And yet we don't take our precautions. How many of us, when we get up or any time, we're going out today, that there's a, if we get a thought, there is a crook, a thief outside at the gate. How much precaution won't we get? We'll phone the neighborhood watch. We'll phone the police, or we'll do what and what to take our precaution. But when Allah has said, Shaytan is your open enemy, and he is adamant to destroy you. So how much do we even think about this? So Shaytan is our enemy. Inna shaytana lakum aduun. And then again, Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has explained to us that Shaytan said that I will come from the right, from the left, from the front, from all sides I will try and mislead you. But I won't be able to be successful for those people who make shukr. On them I won't be able to have any effect. So our precaution Allah gave us. In another place, those who are saliheen. Those who are the saliheen, Allah, shaitan won't be able to have any effect on those people. So we should see that we're making shukr all the time. And there are so many amals of ours that we can do, and we are included in amongst the saliheen. For example, tahajjud, two rakats we make, we are included by Allah amongst the saliheen. So the shaitan then won't be have, he will be there, he will want to attack, but we, as long as we are doing, taking our protection and taking our precautions. Today, great talk is carrying on of taking precaution, that we must be on our guard for the virus, for everything, for shaitan, and we're not taking the, and Allah has given us. And also said that we can't seem to understand the precautions which Allah has given us, those don't seem to be precautions. But those which are prescribed by people of dunya's knowledge, Muslims, non-Muslims, those are precautions. But what precautions Allah has said, we don't regard that. So anyway, inna shaytana lakum aduun, then Allah's command, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. You take him, you know that he is your enemy. Be on your guard. A person who is unmindful of his enemy, you're doing a business deal, and you are unmindful. Just one, there are so many people who fawn people. Like we know that for somewhere in the western Transvaal, north, west of this Flagstaff and that side, Kurbani time, they advertise all their Kurbani animals. When the people go there, they rob them of all their money and everything. And in the name of Kurbani. How many others today online you get so much, you get conned? You order something, And then the opposite, they want to sue you. They want to lay charges against you. All these things are happening. So all this is happening. But Shaitan, whom Allah has said, yeah, we discuss among friends, our gatherings, must be careful of this person, that company, this company. And we take out. But what Allah has said, that Shaitan is our enemy. So he is our open enemy, and he is determined till the end, till our last moment before we leave this life. And great, great people, what we know of Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala, how many other great, great people, Shaitan didn't leave them right. Imam Razi, Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah ali, many other great, great people. So where we stand? And Shaitan doesn't need all those what he used against them. We are small fries. And if he just in small little things, Allah protect us. And he comes in the form of one's father at the time of mort. And he says, my son, that Islam wasn't the true religion. Now your father is telling you, Christianity is a true religion. Hinduism, na'uzubillah, Allah protect us. So make him and realize he's our enemy. And take our precautions. Then, alhamdulillah, Quran Sharif is Quran. Reality is reality. Allah also said, inna kayd ash-shaytani kana za'ifa. All this kayd, this planning, plotting, harming of people, of shaitan, what he tries, is very weak. It is very weak, so you don't have to be so worried. Shaitan is there, and the plannings of shaitan and the enemies, they are such, it appears, لَتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ, that even mountains will move from their places. It looks like that. If we are superficial, dunya things, if we haven't got iman, connection with Allah, we get it. And those who got iman, no matter what hard condition, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. For the Sahaba, that إِنَّ النَّاسَكَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, all the people have gathered and they are coming from inside the Munafiqeen, say, we can't leave our homes, we have to go back home. In spite of all that, the Sahaba remained firm. And then Allah Ta'ala destroyed the enemy. So this tricks and planning of Shaitan, and even at that time when Shaitan did come and he gave all his support to the Kuffar of Makkah, and he told him, I'm coming with my army also and I will be there. But when he saw the Malaika coming down, he was the first to run away. So that perseverance is what we are required. That first, that desire from our side to remain firm on the truth, not to waver simply. Today, just small little bit social gatherings, social media, what talks are, and we also become weak. No, remain firm on the truth. That is the first thing. And we got Allah. We turn to Allah. We ask Allah for His help. Allah is there for us. And then when we remain firm, and then we make the correct efforts in that way, and persevere, dua it has come that Allah accepts duas. But doesn't mean just once we made dua, we wiped our hands on our faces. No, Allah wants us to persevere. Allah wants us to carry on. And a common example that is given, a little child, when it cries by the mother, and the mother likes this child, now it's begging me, it's asking me, so the mother won't give the child what it wants immediately. More it must come. The mother is enjoying it. So then, like that also, Allah loves when a person is crying in front of Allah. So Allah is determined to give him. It's already passed. Udhuni astajib lakum. But the zuhur of it, the expression of it, that usually takes place after some time. So we must just carry on. So Shaitan, we don't have to worry, he's very weak also. So in the planning of Shaitan, he has planned, and there are very many things which he has worked on, in which we have been caught up in that spider's web. And to break loose from it seems to be difficult. But we just need a little bit of effort. And we need a little, that not only we get out of the spider's web of Shaitan, but we take out everyone also. And the spider's web is so weak. We are trapped in a very weak thing. We just need that little courage to come over it, and we'll be out of it, and inshallah we'll take the ummah and we'll take mankind out of it. And in the annals of history it has happened. What tyrant rulers they were. Fir'aun, Ashabi Uhdud, the people of the trenches, what kings they were, and many others also. What? Fir'aun, how he treated the people, his own wife, Asiya, what punishments he gave to her. But they remained firm, and then they became the means of hidayat of people. Or how many people they became the means of hidayat. So we must remain firm. So shaitan is working. A few practical examples where shaitan is working. For example, shaitan started with that everyone feels that to be able to read and write a little bit arithmetic is good. So then it went into the forms of schooling. From there, now all the, just see what schooling, what an industry it has become. Private schools, government schools, all the schooling, what an industry it has become. And how it has taken the people. In the mornings, almost any country, any suburb, traffic in the morning when there's a school area, we know what it is. When they come away, when school is closed, the traffic and people, that is your preference. I have to drop my children, I have to pick up my the uniform of the children, the textbooks of the children, the extramural activities from the schools, the all the other things which are, it has become such a big thing, which was just basically to learn to read and write and a little bit arithmetic. Today, what a thing it has become. And we are all enveloped in it also. Without, we have been taken in it in such a way that we don't realize also. And today it has become a major thing, a major thing. Last night one person was asking one little boy, what are you going to become? He said, Maulana, Mufti. He said, no, I must become a doctor. And this little boy was still immature, he's not baligh still. And the person persisted and persisted, he saw he can't get through. He spoke to a younger boy, very much younger, what you also alim. So there also he lost. But generally today this is what we want, all that type of education. And what is really education? What is called ilm, al-ilm nurun. Ilm is not only our dini knowledge, but the real ilm is that nur. Nurullah, the nur of Allah which comes. For that, how much effort is being made for that in the world? For this other knowledge, what effort and what sacrifices? And then together with that, how many other things go? A whole mindset, a whole environment has been created. Then from there, it's not only the schooling, then it's colleges, then it's universities. What is happening at universities, we all know. To what extent all the moral degradation, all the other immoralities which are associated with it, and so many things, unbelievable things, eh? And the mindset of the people in there generally, alhamdulillah, there are exceptions, but generally what that mindset is, and what, and we are caught up into that. That all has led today to a place, to a stage where, for example, Darwinism, the Big Bang Theory, that has become part of the school across the board, and which is open kufriyat, open kufr. And whether my child is at school or not, every Muslim child is my child. We have to have that concern. What concern have we got for that? And all this, and now as we know what everyone is more concerned, all the other immoral things. Already all the sexual education which is part of the syllabus. Somehow or the other, some people may be getting away with it. But it's not a matter, it's just a matter of time. In other countries, they are monitored by closed circuit TV. And if the teacher doesn't teach those things, he is taken to task for it. So all these things are there, and in any case that these things have come in our schools also, and now all the other evils which come from there, and the mindset of all. So this is one thing that shaitan, how he works, and he doesn't do his planning over a day or two, a year or two, but he plans over centuries where to get to. And if we turn to Allah and we have our connection, immediately anything, a person will not be able to perhaps explain it, but he will know there's something wrong here. This is not right. This I must not get involved in. With this person, I mustn't get involved in. With this, we mustn't touch this at all. Why? I can't. And mashallah, those who are like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, they were of that caliber that they could give the reasoning also. On that, Maulana Muhammad reminded us, mashallah, of a wonderful example. Mention it again for the benefit of all. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gave this very beautiful example to understand these things. That, for example, one person, his subject did something wrong in his kingdom, in the king's kingdom. He did something wrong and he had to be punished for it. And finally, whatever procedure, the death penalty, and he had to be shot and he had to be killed. That was the decision. So they shot him, they made him the target, the squad, and they killed him. Now people with superficial knowledge, people with knowledge of this dunya and the outward asbab, the outward means that we are seeing, they will say, what killed him? The bullet. So they go and retrieve the bullet. And they say the bullet was the cause. So, and also now the precaution we have to take. People with superficial knowledge, outward causes, and this is prevalent in the world. We must have wear a bulletproof vest now, so that the bullet doesn't harm you. You must have armored vehicle when you go to anywhere carrying money at that in the armored vehicles, all that. But their mind doesn't go to there that the king, he had ordered it. That you, and the king didn't just order it haphazardly, unnecessarily, because he did something wrong. This is why. So that was the real cause. And that the people of true knowledge, in all our matters, people of knowledge of Quran and Hadith, coupled with ta'alluq with Allah. And ta'alluq with Allah will come when we stay with the people of Allah Ta'ala. Then we will get that. Then this ilm of deen will make them also, otherwise we'll have knowledge of deen also. But still, our minds won't click. We will still think of superficial things. The reality is there. So that is, just like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained also, which Maulana reminded us for our benefit, we revise it again, that Samane Rahat or cheez hai, Rahat or cheez hai. The things of comfort are something else, and comfort itself is something else. And this, what a strange Allah Ta'ala system, at the time when the Jewish protocols were being written, at the end of the 18th century, 18th and the beginning of the 19th century, at that time they were writing that, and they had determined at that time that we will bluff the people of the world that acquire the things of comfort. A beautiful house, swimming pool, sprawling gardens, travels, and going to the picture of a cruise, cruiser, going for a sea cruise, flying in the aeroplane, all these things, that you'll have comfort. We will bluff them that those things are comfort. But comfort itself is something else. Samane rahat orchi, the things of comfort are something else. Comfort itself is something else. So having all these things, and then a person sleepless nights, worries, depression, suicide is common. And the people who haven't got any of this, but they got comfort, they are living a peaceful and comfortable life. At that time when they had passed this by the doings of Allah Ta'ala, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said this malfoos, that Samane Rahat, they said, will bluff the people that the things, and it was a top secret of theirs. They kept it a top secret. And that things of comfort are something else, and comfort itself is something else. So anyway, so all the schooling and that is one area where we are all today, we feel, and it has brought us today to this stage of where Darwinism, where all this immorality is going to be taught in our schools. Another thing which we see, a simple thing, like we all thought, no problem with it, kicking a ball, playing with the children, playing around, etc., in the backyard, on the street, or etc., throwing a ball, hitting a ball, little bit sports, what is good, and all day work and no play. We say that is unhealthy, you must have something. But that has now, see where it has come. That today it hasn't just become a religion sport, but it has actually become a god. And we all know that there are people, perhaps Allah make us maaf, we who are sitting here, if not now, perhaps previously in our lives, sports was the major thing in our life. We couldn't stay without sports. And how many of us still now also, at least if not anything else, to know the score, to know that who won, who lost, etc. To some extent we are still so much involved. And all this way it has led that the person will actually call his whatever his favorite that player, whoever it may be, in soccer, in cricket, tennis, whatever else it might be, he will call him that he is my idol. And this is not just a word idol. Actually they believe in that person. And we know, or a little bit that we used to hear and that, especially the UK with all the violence with the sports that is concerned, how the police, the riot police have to come, how much they, because they believe in those people like their gods, and if they have to lose a match, it is like the worst thing that could have happened. So all these things, and in this all many other things also, in that, for example, our holidays, for example, what form there to have a little break where it started, have a little break, and this was where family will go and visit family, and we will visit all the various family. But today we know what today families, if we go, they will advise us that you should go and the lodges here nearby. You went there, the lodge. And there was that time which many of us knew, we lived in small little houses. But the whole house, the whole family stayed. Hey, where the visitors came, 15 people, 20 people, in the two-room house, they made do. And today, we built big houses because families come. And now no place for the families. With the big houses, there is no place for the families. And we also seem uncomfortable with the family. We feel free more in such a place, a lodge, B&B, whatever it might be, where the environment is totally against me, but we are more comfortable there. So all these things have happened, and we are going into all these things. So this is all Shaitan working. And he has brought us into that environment. Now with all this, and then as far, for example, our deen is concerned, what started with the virus, for example, the virus is here, now precautions were prescribed. The first thing that was done was panic was put into the people. And when a person is in a state of panic, he will take on to anything. And now they brought things like, for example, the mask, that you must wear the mask. And the mask, which what our deen says is also there, 100%. But they themselves, non-Muslims, how many people, and all today people, mashallah, on the internet watching, that what and what they are saying about the mask, that you are breathing in your own carbon dioxide. And the more special mask, the good mask, is made with a plastic component. And with the heat of your breathing in and out, it's warm. That plastic is melting and you're breathing that in. And that is even more dangerous. This is what they themselves are saying. And there's so much of debate, we know also, which is suppressed also by the politicians, but how many marches and how much of opposition to all these protocols in the countries of Europe and America, which are taking place in the India, in the Asian countries. People are protesting against this, but this is all just swept aside. And those things are being promoted all the time. And all that, what they are promoting and what they are saying, unfortunately, we take it also like it is wahi. When Allahu Akbar, Allah make us maaf, some of our masajid, the trustees, they have written that the state president has said this, and because of that now masjids are closed. Completely closed, masjids are closed. So whose instructions are we taking? One side is wahi of Allah Ta'ala, one side are man-made things. So which way are we going? And Allah Ta'ala, after all these things, and there are still many more things also, also, which if we just think a little bit, today our holidays, what they have become, is from a break. Today, with the present condition, overseas holidays may be out at the moment, but otherwise, just a year, 2 years ago, what amounts of money people have are spending on overseas holidays, where and where they are going, and at the time when, as a Muslim, so many millions, billions of people, Muslims and non-Muslims, are suffering. They have got no food at that time for us to go for such holidays, etc. And where we go. And then the laxity that comes in our deen. Our namazes, we will make it individually. We'll make it with jamaat. But the namaz of jamaat, one small boy, still nabaligh, when the family wanted to go for a holiday, he said, but then my namaz will not be made in a masjid. I will be losing out so much. We still nabaligh. But this consciousness, Allah says, and alhamdulillah, many other families who are becoming conscious of this thing, it having an effect on the little children also. Our clothing today, our sports today, all these things, shaitan is working. And all his planning is very weak. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that with shaitan, he is not only on what we will call our dunya, in our deen, which is the main thing, and our iman. وَلَوْلَا دَفْءُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. If Allah had not chosen, that means that Allah would make some people fight against the other people. Then لَهُدِّمَتْ سَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ. All these places of worship exclusive for Allah, where Allah is remembered in abundance, those places will be lahuddiman. They would have been completely demolished. Not only stay empty. Today, recently, we just unfortunately couldn't get more information as much as we tried. Not long ago, a Pakistani government demolished 17 masajid. Unfortunately, we couldn't get more details what it was and everything, but it was a reality. 17 masajid they had demolished. And the Quran refers to demolition of a masjid when it is wairan also. When the amal of masjid are not taking place. That masjid is also a white elephant. And unfortunately, shaitan working to that and using all his allies, min al jinni wal ins, from the jinnat also, from the insan also. And he's using who in this process. That we are more than what the government, we are enforcing the laws. Allahu Akbar. Today, we say that the masjid clearly, and not only some notice to bluff anyone, but in reality, no mask, no entry. And we are so strict on it. And at the entrance of the masjid, temperature to be taken. Some places, more numbers. If you are number 51, then when it was that case, how many people felt so hurt that they were turned away? You can't go now. You are number 50. And so many others, Allahu Akbar, amongst which the government did not prescribe that you must not wipe your hands over your face. You'll get covered in that. And this is where the du'as are readily accepted. It's an outward that, Ya Allah, what I asked for, you gave me. In some masjids, your name is written in the Quran. You can only read that Quran. If you read another Quran, you will be spreading the reading Quran Sharif is spreading virus. And many masjids, no Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif has been taken out. Come with plastic musallas or disposable musallas, or you come with your own all this thing, but that is being responsible. That is not being extreme. That is doing and safeguarding lives. That is what everyone must be doing. You are doing the right thing. You are being responsible. You are being sensible. And you are saving lives, etc. And on the other side, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that those people who we give tamkeen on earth, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, those people who we give tamkeen. And this ayat is known as ayat tamkeen. And this is the khilafat, the Islamic government, etc. But whoever has got control now, whether it's the mutawalli, the imam, the trustees, what is their duty? الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. And what their duty is to see to إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. And what is Iqamat-e-Salah? With all the requisites of namaz, according to sunnah, which will mean that we have to stand across shoulder to shoulder. We have to stand and read our namaz, which the hadith says, don't close your mouth, cover your mouth when you are making namaz, etc. All those requisites, and our wuzu, our sanitization is our wuzu, and nobody can compare with the cleanliness of Islam. Till this very moment as we are sitting here, the cleanliness which Islam has taught, right from the istinja to ghusl and wudu and everything, nobody in the world can compare with that. And when you are doing that, you are extreme. When you are fulfilling that, you are extreme. You are overdoing things, and you are causing disunity. When you are doing what the people of the, with the superficial knowledge, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained about the bullet, and you see that the bullet has caused it. Now wear bulletproof vest. Now wear, be in armored vehicles. Now be within your home. Be safe all the time. That makes sense to us. And the real cause upsetting the king, upsetting Allah Ta'ala, our minds don't even go to that. People with good knowledge of deen also, we don't think that is the cause. Our cause, we will attribute it just the superficial outer, and the actual real cause of things are something else. And fortunate are those people whose mind go to the actual causes. And Allah guide us to understand Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif correctly, and then see and the practice of the of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and all our Aslaf, that how they had practiced, we follow in that way. So anyway, Shaitan is our great enemy, and he is planning and plotting in many, many ways to destroy us. And we have to think how much we have become influenced. Our clothing, for example, clothing, wearing fashion clothes, whether it is man, unfortunate. And now let us talk about ourselves in our deen. How many of our women, their cloaks are brand names, all the designs on the cloaks, etc. Today mehndi is sunnat, but today what is that mehndi also? All that flower patterns, and not only on the hand, right through, not only till the elbow, but right on top, all this that flower pattern, which is 100% the Hindu trend. And it is a trend, if we understand, that is going to take us, Allah save us and forgive us, to tattooing. Finally, this is going to reach to tattooing, that tattooing which we all understand now is haram. And today, good, pious girls and family members can't understand and accept that just simple mehndi, how it must be put on the hand, that that is the correct way. But all this flower patterns and all that, that is the in thing, the fashion. Fashion, we can see how stupid it has made us. A person, boy, girl, will go and buy a torn pair of jeans, patch jeans, and pay more for it than a good, even jeans are wrong totally, that's not Islamic dressing. But in that also, see how stupid they have made us. Ulama have explained, the minute we leave divine law, law of Allah, wahi of Allah Ta'ala, to whatever extent we leave it, we are going towards stupidity, towards idiocy. Shaitan will make people go away from Allah Ta'ala and do, let them make the most stupid things. And the worst stupid, jahl murakkab, compound ignorance, is when a person is totally in wrong and he's determined, I'm right. And we experience this regularly with our youngsters. We know they are totally wrong. He's in drugs. We know, he knows, everyone, but he will prove us wrong. And what arguments he will put, that we have to keep quiet. And they are doing the complete wrong thing, but they are proving themselves. To this extent, when we move away from wahi, from the commands of Allah, we go in this direction. So we have to, so yeah, what is required there, in yansurukumullah, صلواته وبيعه ومساجد يذكر في اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصر. This is Allah's condition. ولئن, if you will help Allah, Allah will help you. So this is the time that we must understand this problem and then stand up and aid the deen of Allah. speak the truth, that we have to follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. We can't follow superficial causes and means and superficial precautions. What are the things which Allah Ta'ala has said? It is my duty, it is your duty. Kuntum khayra ummatin, plural. All of you together, you are responsible for this year. We have to see that we establish and make people understand. And the more the people, whichever correct ways we can use, make people to understand that the superficial things, and don't blame the people. It is shaitan. He has captured their minds, and he has poisoned their minds, and he has turned around their minds. And what is wahiyya ilahi? This is what we must stand for. So we have to do that. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tansurullah, in condition again, they also la'in in tansurullah, if you will help Allah. Allah has made the system. Allah wants to see that you do it. We must not be like the people of Musa alayhi salam. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun. We will just sit back here. You and your Allah go and you do the fighting. No, this is that we, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, showed that the how they stood, that our Allah's Nabi, Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala, what a bayan he gave, and how happy Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became. He said, if you tell us to jump into the seas, we will jump. You tell us to jump from the mountains, we will jump. Whatever command you give us, we will follow what you say. That is to understand that who our Nabi is. But today, silently, just like unconsciously, just leave that alone one side. What the scientists are saying, what the politicians are saying, that we have to follow. Have unity with all the people. There is a virus, there is a problem. Fight the problem. And all that what Quran and Hadith has said, just ignore it. Not, we don't say it openly, but just leave it one side. The moment we have to see to unity, we have to see this virus is here. But the real solution is the solution which Deen has given. So Allah Ta'ala says, in tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Allah will make you strong. Again, don't think that we get up from the majlis, now it's happened already. Just because we spoke and we heard, now it's happening. No. What the Sahaba? Hatta idha balagat al-qulubul hanajir, their hearts had come to their throats. What they saw in front of them, that we are destroyed. Hajjah, when they thought that we have been falsified, that promises were made to us are not true. To what extent, how shaitan worked on them at that stage also. So we have to pursue it. In tansurullah, fala ghaliba lakum. In yansurukumullah, fala ghaliba lakum. When you will stand up, Allah's help will come. And when Allah's help will come, fala ghaliba lakum. Nobody can overpower you then. So we have to stand. It is of imperative importance we stand for the truth. And we don't have to be aggressive also. And we don't have to be rude also. But what is the truth? Allah Ta'ala make us, we understand it. And all the superficial things. And Allah give us the proper knowledge of Deen. And also Allah Ta'ala give us the deep understanding of Quran and Hadith. And nobody can claim that what I say is the 100% truth. And whatever Allah Ta'ala, we turn to Allah and beg to Allah, give us the proper understanding of Deen. To have the proper understanding, may you read Allahu bi khayran yufaqqihu fi Deen. Fiqh fi Deen, understanding, the deep understanding of Deen, which Allah has given to the fuqaha, and to understand it, the causes of the things which are happening. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi has explained one beautiful malfooz also, which can help us tremendously. Tabiyat par aqal ko tabiyat par ghalib rakho. Keep your mind, your intelligence, let it control your desires. Desires come to every person. What funny desires come. But control them with your brain. What will be the consequences? What will happen if I do this? What will happen if I do that? To make a guna now, it seems very nice, but I get exposed of that guna. What will be the faturi deer ki lazzat daimi zillat? Little while some enjoyment and eternal disgrace and humiliation. May Allah protect us all. And all those things. So, عقل کو طبیعت پر غالب رکھ. اینڈ ڈونٹ میک یور برینز آلسو یور گاڈ. مینی آف اس وی ہیو اسٹاپڈ ہیئر دیٹ واٹ وی تھنک, واٹ ایتھیسٹ تھنک, واٹ پولیٹیشین تھنک, واٹ سائنٹسٹ تھنک, دیٹ از واٹ از دا فائنل تھنگ. نو, عقل پر شریعت کو غالب رکھو. واٹ شریعت سیز, واٹ قرآن اینڈ حدیث سیز, کیپ دیٹ اوور پاورنگ اوور آور برینز آلسو. اینڈ ویئر وی ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ, دس از اندر ویری امپورٹنٹ تھنگ, سے آئی ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ بٹ وٹ مائی ایمان آئی ایکسپٹ وین اٹ از فرام اللہ اینڈ از رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آئی ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ سیدنا ابو بکر وین ہی واز ٹولڈ آف معراج, نو بڈی کوڈ ایکسپٹ انڈرسٹینڈ معراج ان اے فیو منٹس, سو ٹو سے واٹ اے جرنی. بٹ واٹ واز اٹ دا ایمان دیٹ یو ایکسپٹڈ اینڈ ٹل ناؤ who can accept the Mi'raj materially? That's such a long journey. But how do we 100% we accept it? It is only with our iman. So with like that, all these other things also, what protocols Quran has given us, then what is that? The cause of it all is our gunas. So the natural solution to it is to come out of our gunas, tawbah. توبہ, دا علماء ہیو ایکسپلینڈ, اللہ ریوارڈ مولانا موسیٰ ماشاء اللہ ہیز ایکسپلینڈ توبتن نصوحا, دیٹ وٹ توبہ وی شوڈ میک, وی کم آؤٹ, دیٹ از دا سولوشن. بٹ دیٹ از بیٹر فار دا اینڈ ہارڈ آن دا نفس. سو وی ڈونٹ, سو ایزی وے آؤٹ از جسٹ فالو وٹ دا پیپل آف دا دنیا آر سیئنگ. بٹ اٹ سیمز دا ریئل ایزی وے از ٹو میک توبہ. The real sensible and the real correct thing is to do what Allah Ta'ala is. But our nafs plays havoc with us. That I must give up all my sports. One friend one day told me, he says, what you said is true, but it's very hard on the nafs. It's very bitter to accept that I must give up, forget anything. Sports, like what is sports? Sports is all right, nothing wrong with it. They are playing sports and we are watching and we're taking interest. And now he said that elderly age, he says now we don't really engage in sports, but at least that interest that we, now to give up that interest, who won, who lost, what scores were made, etc. That also we can't get off. Our fashion, our homes, what our homes we have made out, palaces we have made out of our homes. Once we were with our Hazrat in Blantyre, and there is where the king used to stay, his palace. So I especially went there, what is so special in a palace? So when we went and see, nothing so special. And today our homes are more even, the things we got in our homes are even much more than what they had in what they call the palaces and that. So the way we have gone about our worldly life, and I'm not speaking of other people, of us here, our worldly life, our food, Allahu Akbar, Allah forgive us. We have a walima da'wat, we have a Quran Sharif khatam da'wat, and the amount of utensils that will be put. How the serviettes, how long the ladies took to fold them in a certain way. And we will just take it and just start cleaning our nose. For dirty work we will use it now. For the curry hands we will just wipe our hands. And they took so much trouble. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once one dish was put in our country, so everyone couldn't understand how to eat it also. So they were discussing, now how do you go about eating this? And what is this? So Hazrat Ji said, ye aurton ki chhonchle hai. All the, what will we translate? The gimmicks, all the tricks which they are making. And then Hazrat Ji said, you didn't put them in the tilawat. You didn't put them in zikr. You didn't put them in duas. Now they got time for all these things. This is what happens. And we have gone really off track. We ourselves, forget other people, worry about ourselves. We come right. Some degree at least we come right. Today we are very eager to make nasihat to one another. And fortunate is that person who gets nasihat from others and accepts it. But to make nasihat to ourselves, adinun nasihat. Deen is nasihat. First it is for ourselves this nasihat. That we take this nasihat. And in all our things, one person, a complaint came, husband, wife, Allahu Akbar, which direction are we going? 200 pairs of shoes, not the ladies, the men. He can open a shop with this. And what, how expensive those shoes are. You can make a roaring business, but forget all the others what he's got. And then Allahu Akbar, he's got a problem with his wife. He made contact with a woman who's got problem with her wife, with her husband. And now they're sorting one another's problems out. Where have we gone? I've got a problem with my wife, she's got a problem with her husband, and me and she, now we're sorting out one another's problem. This is our, when we go away from, we go to the worst stupidity and idiocy, and we think we are right, we are doing the right thing. And this is, as I say, we, our people. I'm not speaking of people who are a little bit far from deen. They've got a different wavelength. Their thinking is completely different. Just yesterday, one lady who was teaching on homeschooling, etc. So she gave her discourse, etc. One lady very angrily came up to her and said, "How can you say you must discipline children? You mustn't discipline children." This even a non-Muslim cannot say this. For a Muslim can't say it, and that you mustn't discipline children. But this is the way have we gone. And if we can understand, and what is still going to come, Allah save us. So if we come to as much as Wahi Matlu, the Quran Sharif, Imam Bukhari started his kitab with this, there was a great hikmat behind. And the whole kitab then is Wahi Khair Matlu. This is our essence. This is what we have to stick on to. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this, and we move in the right direction. And we have pity on ourselves, on our children, and have pity on our qabr. And have pity on our life of the akhirat. And there what that life will be, if it's enjoyment, unimaginable enjoyment. And may Allah protect us all. It seems like it's not going to happen to me, it's not going to happen to us, we're not going to die. There is nothing like Jahannam for me. There is nothing, and nobody has been given the guarantee of mort on Iman. And the way we blurt out things and attack people, etc., as though we don't have to answer for anything. And what's going to happen, may Allah save us if it's Jahannam. Allah, there can't be a worse thing, a worse thought that can cross their mind, and it's a reality, it's going to come, and it's facing all of us. Allah protect us all. For that, in Tansurullah, Yansurkum, help the deen of Allah. Let us do, go out in Jamaat also, in our circles, in our families, let us bring deen alive. Let us take out all the wrong things which have come, and bring the proper deen, make this effort, and bring the true deen into our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.